There are reports today that Canberra has been declared a free-for-all zone by outlaw bikie gangs because of their weak laws. In fact, a number of gangs have been given, we understand it, legal advice to operate out of the nation's capital because of the tough anti-bikie laws in other states. Now, previously, the Rebels were the only bikie gang in Canberra, but now the Nomads and the Comancheros, we're told, have clubhouses. The ACT Attorney General Gordon Ramsay says they have a dedicated task force to deal with gangs, but not specific consorting laws. The question is that enough? Jeremy Hansen, the ACT Shadow Attorney General, joins me on the line. G'day, Jeremy.
G'day, Luke. How are you going?
I'm well, mate. Nice to talk to you. Tell us the problem here. It's a decent report in the Telegraph today, and the idea that in Canberra we can get bikie gangs setting up and, you know, doing what they do best, which is not what we want to see them do, is very disturbing.
Yeah, it's very disturbing. I mean, these are criminal organisations and they ride motorbikes. There's nothing wrong with riding motorbikes. But, you know, these organisations set up to run criminal activity. Now, we've known that this is going to happen. What happened, if you remember, back in 2009, there was an incident at Sydney Airport. There was a murder conducted by a bikie, and Nathan Rees at that stage, when his premier said, I'm going to drive the bikies out of New South Wales, he then introduced the consorting laws. So at that stage, it was very clear that with the ACT only a couple of hours down the road, we were going to be a bit of an oasis if we didn't have laws to match. And so since 2009, I've been calling on the Labor government here, the Labor Greens Coalition, to introduce similar laws to New South Wales. Otherwise, we're going to be an oasis. Now, that was scoffed at. I had the support of the Australian Federal Police Association at the time. And since that, since 2009, we've been consistently calling on the Labor Party and the Greens to introduce consorting laws. They've got the numbers in the Assembly. They've refused to do so. And since that time, all we've seen is an increase in bikie activity and criminal activity and the number of bikies coming into Canberra because they know that they can do so with impunity. We've got soft laws. They've been driven out of New South Wales and other states, and they're coming to the ACT.
Well, Jeremy, this is stupid. Why doesn't the government just get on board and get this done? I mean, it's obvious, isn't it? It's almost like the funneling effect. Every other state says no, so, oh, well, we'll just go to Canberra and set up shop there.
It is obvious, and we've had inquiries, you know, through the Assembly in committee where we've spoken to the police. They've given evidence. They've reported the fact that there are more criminal bikie gangs coming to Canberra. They've reported the fact that there's an increase in bikie activity. So the evidence is there. I mean, we can see it in the Daily Telegraph today. It's very clear, but it's not new news here in Canberra. We've known this is going to happen for a long time. We've been warning about it. The police are concerned about it. I know the New South Wales police are concerned also.
They are, yeah.
But, you know, the Greens and the Labor Party are refusing to do it now. They seem to be more concerned about the right of these criminal organisations than they are with community safety and certainly the safety of the police are, of course, the people who are charged with conducting the law and order activity. And, you know, Gordon Ramsay, who's the new Attorney General, he only got elected 3 months ago, he's already the Attorney General. You know, he's talking about Task Force Nemesis. That's only just recently been set up. And I think that's a good idea, but it's not going to really be much use if the police don't have the laws commensurate with New South Wales so they can actually take some action to prevent these bikies. And it's all about prevention. If we'd introduced laws at the same time New South Wales had, we wouldn't have this activity now in the ACT, and it's only going to get worse. We're going to see an increase in bikie activity if they don't act. And, you know, we'll continue to call on them to do so, but I wouldn't hold my breath. I mean, I've been waiting since 2009.
Yeah. Very disturbing. We'll keep an eye on that story. Jeremy, thank you for your time.
Good on you, mate.
Good on you. You too. Bye-bye.